The year is 1989. Between playing Game Boy and watching Norman Frazier yuck it up on Cheers, the world mourns the loss of Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig. But that's not all, folks. Brian Warner, an angsty young man possibly fueled by seeing his favorite cartoon voice actor die, was making angry heavy metal music with guitarist Scott Puteski and occasionally Geordie White and Stephen Gregory Beer Jr. In 93, the band caught the eye of Nine Inch Nails founder Trent Reznor. The boys said, Nine Inch Nails, we could be making nine-figure sales of albums, that is. Reznor put their first album, Portrait of an American Family, out on his label Nothing Records. This jump-started the boys in black to getting a cult following that grew bigger and bigger as the group toured with Nine Inch Nails. In 95, the band released the EP Smells Like Children, which happened to smell like success because it got them their first MTV hit with a cover of Sweet Dreams. Secretary of Pennsylvania State Cynthia Dolores Tucker called the EP the dirtiest, nastiest porno record directed at children that has ever hit the market. Sounds like someone hasn't heard Tommy's underground EP, Tommy Mac Teaches You How to Whack. Their next album, Antichrist Superstar, launched the band to even higher and bigger acclaim. With two platinum albums, three gold albums, and more Blame for Death than Suge Knight, today we stand by Marilyn Manson. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the podcast. I am Tom Takar, and with me is my co-host,
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson, of course. Tommy, how you doing right now,
doing
man?
Well.
Doing good? How's your day going?
Good. Just had some cotton candy, drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper. I'm living large.
Man, you were living it up.
Yeah.
I love that they stocked up the Diet Dr. P over there.
It was about damn time.
All right? They didn't have anything. They only had Diet Pepsi. That was like the
it
only,
was ridiculous.
Or they had regular Diet Coke in a bottle. I don't like that DC. I know you do.
Yeah, I like.
I'm
DC
a Marvel
can,
guy.
Though.
Sorry.
And our guest,
and
Nate
our guest,
Fridson.
Nate Fridson.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody?
How you doing, Nate?
Man, I feel wonderful. I'm having an iced coffee. It's iced coffee season, guys.
It
how
is.
It is. Iced coffee
how
season
excited
is back.
Is that? It's back.
It's very exciting. Mm. It's like the McRib of coffee. You can only have it
47 ingredients.
No one knows what's in it.
Nate is here to talk about Marilyn Manson.
The god
Greek
himself.
Freak.
The Greek
the
freak.
The Greek freak. I don't think he's Greek.
No, I mean he's the only rumor I really know about him is that he was the kid on the Wonder Years. Remember that?
Oh,
that rumor?
Yeah, that
was that Kid
that
Greek?
Was one of those. That was one of those.
Oh, that's like
Paul.
It's like a Snopes thing.
Yeah, it's like one of those. Like, did you know that Steve from Blue's Clues jerked off all over the dog and killed himself? It's like
is that
I don't
true?
Think that's
yeah,
true.
Did you know the kid from the Wonder Years could suck his own dick? Did you know that? I don't think either of those things are true.
You know that inspired a lot of lore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did you know that if you take out all of your ribs, you can suck your butt?
You can go in through the back. Do you know that? You can implode.
You can stick that rib up your butt.
You can do that. You can remove that rib. You're going to have someone else do it for you because you'll be in a hospital bed. But
eventually, I want my whole act to be about rib removal about jokes.
Things you could do. You know what else you could do? You could make a xylophone with your bones. If you remove all your ribs...
You can make all kinds of women.
You can make all kinds of things. little mobile for a child's crib. Mobile? What do you call
Sonny,
those?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mobile?
Mobile? Mobile's Alabama. I'm sorry.
That's where Rich Boy's from.
That's where.
That's a different episode, though.
Rich Boy selling it? That guy?
Rich Boy
Yeah.
Throw some D's on it.
Oh, that's what that's the guy who was throwing
and
those
every
D's
freak,
around.
And every freak should have a picture of my dick on their walls. My favorite
great
line.
What
it's
a
great line.
Line.
Just
that's
a big,
pretty good.
It's just like a bunch of just, I picture just a bunch of like just girls just in their bedrooms. like their hands are like underneath their chin. Just kicking their legs back and forth like they're in the Bye Bye Birdie, just looking
so
at a picture.
How fucked up would it be if you went, like hooked
dick.
Up with some girl and took a picture of some guy's
a giant dick?
Like it's like a glamour photo of a dick.
It came with the house.
Yeah. Jordan's got a picture of me hanging on his wall. So when he hooks up with girls, hey, what the fuck?
Hey.
Whatever, bitch piglet. Let's move on. God. Tommy's nickname is bitch piglet.
No, it's not.
It's bitch piglet.
BP.
I like that.
The
oil
place
spill.
To be.
Oh, shit. He's spilling oil.
Tommy oil spill.
Is that what you call it?
You know what's crazy? The second we started talking about Marilyn Manson, shit started falling off our fridge. I think he really is haunted.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it okay to say this?
Yeah.
His music scares me.
Does it?
I listened to it today.
I was thinking about it at the time because, like, I've been listening to a lot of it in preparation of this podcast.
Yeah.
And I brought it up. I have a lot of it in iTunes. And so, like, when you pull that up, it pulls up, like, the genre. And it says metal. That's right. But when you pull up Marilyn Manson, it says metal. Is it metal?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
It's all
over
the place.
It's more unsettling
than
most rock music, but none of my metal friends took it seriously. Like, I had metal friends in high school who were like, what is that?
Yeah.
That, like, theatrics nonsense. Like, the whole, it's like such a big...
Well, metal's also so testosterone-driven, and Marilyn Manson's so androgynous intentionally,
right.
Where it's like they don't really mix.
Right.
But I don't know what you would call the genre of Marilyn Manson. What?
Shock rock.
That's what I kept seeing is shock rock, which is like, I love shock comedy, of course.
Right, I celebrate all things shock. Shock food.
Love a shock jock.
Love shock jock.
Oh, like Marilyn Mancow.
Oh, good wow.
joke.
All right. All right, not a bad joke. Marilyn Mancow. Mancow mornings.
It's like Mancow in fishnets. What would that?
Mancow would kill. He would kill himself if even that was photoshopped together.
Right.
He seems like a homophobe, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he hates people. We're
gonna say that unsubstantiated on this podcast. We have no.
Well, we love all people, even homophobes.
Yeah. Especially homophobes.
Especially, we just prefer them.
Right. They just get me.
Don't ask, don't tell on this podcast. That's what Tommy was saying earlier. I don't know what that means, but he said something about dada. Oh, wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
No. Nope.
Because it's D-A-D-T.
D-A-D-T.
Then why did you say dada earlier? the music,
right.
It did shock me a bit.
Yeah?
I don't know. The only music I was familiar with Marilyn Manson was Beautiful People from wrestling, I believe.
The Beautiful People.
Right.
Yeah, there was a wrestling video game I was into that played
okay.
on.
All right.
And so I got into it like that. I was like, I could fuck with this, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cover that we talked about earlier.
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams.
Well, he has two
yeah.
big covers on the greatest hits. There's Sweet Dreams, and there's, what's the other one? Personal Jesus, I think he does.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is very much in his, both of those just kind of fit with him.
Yeah.
I feel like those songs just really fit.
Sure. So for me, before this podcast... Marilyn Manson was more of just like a figure in the world.
Right.
Like he's like a spectacle kind of, right? Like a freak. Like person who like poses naked and like crosses his dick out. And does he have a dick? Did he like get it removed or something?
People, nobody knows really. No one knows. Plenty of people have theories about Marilyn Manson's dick on the cover of Mechanical Animals. There's no dick.
That's
so,
I think that's what
but
I'm
that's
gathering.
Not like
from.
A undoctored picture.
We don't know that. Yeah. I don't know.
Are you a doctor?
Oh,
how do you know?
Oh, is that Dr. Photograph? I can't see too well over there. I'm sorry. He knows.
Look at Dr. Photograph.
Actually, it's Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I'm sorry.
DDP.
Yeah, you know me. I had the greatest hits.
Okay.
That was the one Marilyn Manson CD I ever owned.
All right.
I had, which lest we forget, like it or not, it's a great title for a greatest hits, I would say.
Yeah. Lest
it's
we called
forget.
Lest
oh, it's
we
called
Lest.
I thought you were just saying Lest We Forget.
No, no.
It's funny
cool?
that you say that because as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, that's cool that Tommy said Lest We Forget. What a cool way to put that.
Cool way to start a sentence.
I was like, damn, Tommy's cool. That's what I thought when you said that.
The first Manson I bought was, I didn't even get to actually purchase it. I was not allowed to own parental advisory albums.
Oh.
I could not have them in my house. So I had to have a friend of mine go in eighth grade, go get it for me at a
like
record store.
Yeah,
like it was porn.
Wow.
I asked a girl I trusted, Maria. I've never forgotten. Maria Caton. I've never forgotten. Maria Caton, if you're out there, thank you for buying me Antichrist Superstar when I was 14.
Childhood names get dropped on this podcast. What's that?
I love Antichrist Superstar.
Yeah. That's a great title. Yeah. And there was some music from that on this playlist that you gave
us. It's one of I think I love this album. Yeah.
It does seem like a lot more thought goes into the naming and aesthetic than to the music.
Yeah. It does kind of some of the music does sound kind of thrown together.
Like he thought of this really cool name and was like, I guess I gotta write a fucking song.
I gotta write a whole persona around this. But they had a fun, you know, they have they do a fun naming thing where everyone in the band has a name of a sex symbol and
a
serial killer.
I was reading about that, but I only saw Marilyn Manson mentioned. Oh.
So there's Twiggy Ramirez was the bass player for Twiggy and Richard Ramirez.
Uh-huh.
There were some other ones. One of them was
Blondie Kaczynski.
One of them was a time traveler.
Uh-huh.
I think. Was there like a... Greta something. We should have looked
Greta
this
Durst.
Up. Greta Durst. There was Sandra BTK.
Ooh.
Barbara
Unabomber.
Barbara Unabomber.
Wait, is that Kaczynski? Is that the same
Kaczynski.
Guy?
Kaczynski, yeah. Yeah, same guy.
Coach K.
I'm going to look Coach.
One of them's Katie McVeigh.
Oh, boy.
Spelled the other way.
Right.
but I do like Marilyn Manson. Also like Sade refers to the singer and the band. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another fact. Another Marilyn Manson fact. I don't know if it's interesting.
Well,
these are just things I know.
Well, before they were Marilyn Manson, they were let me find it here. This is the Google Live podcast. They were the Spooky Kids. Which I love.
No, that's not real.
That's real. Spooky Kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Yeah. I think it was a good name change, I want to say. I got to say, I think Spooky Kids does not carry the same eeriness.
That sounds like it was the first name for Scooby-Doo.
It's kind of like, Spooky Kids kind of sounds like, it's like the metal version of when Lil Bow Wow became Bow Wow. It's like you go from Spooky Kids to Marilyn Manson.
They grew up.
It's like, wow,
he's
really
another one.
They aren't just spooky anymore.
Madonna Wayne Gacy
and
Sarah Lee Lucas.
Daisy Berkowitz.
Yeah, these are good. These are good. Gidget Gynne. That's a real person's name.
Ed Gein.
Olivia Newton Bundy. I like that one. This is fun. We should have names like this where it's like killers and beautiful women.
Yeah.
Like
I think all these are taken though.
Yeah.
At some point you're gonna have to be like Rihanna Bashar al Assad.
No.
Like I don't know that that works.
I'm gonna be Oprah
Wait a second.
Dancing. Wait, like, is Ted Danson a murderer?
And Ellen's the one who dances, not Oprah.
I'll tell you who is the one who dances. Me and my
Walter
people,
White?
The killers. Oh, yeah. Are you human, Nate?
What's that?
Be honest with me. Are you human?
I am human.
Are you dancer?
I've always identified as human, I would say. I've never felt like a dancer.
I've transitioned into dancer at this point.
You were either born a dancer or you were born a human.
Let's stop saying become a human.
Yeah. All right? I'm sorry, it's 2017, all right? It's time we can talk about this. It's okay.
Stop letting these dancers into my North Carolina bathroom.
No son of mine is coming home with a dancer. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh,
not at Thanksgiving. I don't have a son anymore.
And you're Jewish, so you don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Do we? I don't know. Do we? I don't know. We kind of weren't there. I don't know. It's kind of didn't have a part in it, really.
Happy Passover, by the way.
We didn't really pick sides. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Well,
I don't let's see. We don't know where this is going yet. You know.
Oh, this isn't our fight.
You know. Listen. I mean, the pilgrims have no infrastructure built up. They might not be the ones. This might not work. I don't know.
You guys were just in Manhattan already.
I'm just gonna sit back and watch.
This is all happening.
If I have anything left over, we'll eat. But, you know, I'm not gonna force anybody to sit me. Sure.
Do you have any locks? is this maze kosher?
Not for Passover.
No. Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
That's enough of that. The Spooky Kids.
The Spooky Kids.
I love it. I think that's a great name, but yeah, it doesn't fit what they
became.
Spooky
Kids could be a great band now. If you were going to, I could see any of my friends listening to a band called Spooky Kids.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
All right. So when did you get into Marilyn Manson?
I would say, well, I liked Sweet Dreams when I first heard it. So I guess around that album, which was on, what was that? Portrait of an American Family.
I was just looking at this.
Another cool album title.
Yeah.
That is a very good.
He's great
title.
At branding.
Yeah.
He really is. His symbol is cool. It looks a little Nazi-ish.
I think Smells Like Children might be where Sweet Dreams says.
I might
be wrong about that.
I could be wrong
about
that, too.
That's their first legitimate hit. That's the one I remember, too, the most.
That was the first song I remember, but I really got into them with Antichrist Superstar.
Uh-huh.
That was the one that I listened to again and again and again.
So that's The Beautiful People.
That's The Beautiful People.
Yeah, that's it's got...
Which that album debuted number 3 on the Billboard 200.
Really?
Can you imagine that today?
That's
Can you
crazy.
Imagine an album like that?
Manson appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Remember that?
And they got Best New Artist through Rolling Stone. Also, man,
if you were like an angsty teen, I feel like you would have to read that Rolling Stone with like a Playboy outside of it to hide from your dad, so your dad wouldn't know you were reading about that.
God, yeah, I just remember seeing him everywhere at this time. And I remember Sweet Dreams. I was like, oh, I love the other version.
Really?
I'm such a pussy.
See, I prefer his version.
Yeah.
I feel like I hear that song and I think like it was written for him.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
I like his version better, too.
Like, it's
interesting.
Like, it's so like... It's...
It's definitely creatively interesting.
The Eurythmics version kind of like winks at that it's scary because it's like in like a minor key and it kind of like sounds kind of like tense and like that there's some of them want to hurt you or something, whatever it is, misuse you, whatever, abuse you, all that stuff.
That stuff, mm-hmm.
All that negative stuff. But then his is like growling and it's like in the,
Plus, as an avowed xenophobe, the Eurythmics.
How dare you?
I want a nice, clean American.
The Amerythmics.
United
States of Amerythmics.
The Liberative Mix.
Oh, that's a band.
The Toby Keith Mix. Tommy, what about you? What was your...
I don't know how I decided to buy the Greatest Hits album. I think probably because I heard about Columbine. I was like, this is cool.
Oh, you went the other way.
Yeah.
You're like, I could get into something like that.
I've always had a
I want to see what all the fuss is about.
Huh? I've always hated everyone around me.
Well, no, that makes something sound dangerous and cool. Mm-hmm. When someone's like, there's a school shooting, everyone's like, well, it's Grand Theft Auto and Marilyn Manson. And you're like, I kind of want to check out Grand Theft Auto and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
It's like Elvis dancing, you know? All the kids are shooting each other. I got to find out what this is about, you know?
You know how many hound dogs died that year?
Oh, man. Let's not forget about the Jailhouse Massacre.
Lest we forget. But there is that thing, because it's never actually what caused... It's obviously, it didn't actually cause Columbine.
Yeah,
but it's
right.
Like the fact that that's what people are afraid of.
Yeah, those guys were into enticing. Rage.
Well, this same thing happened to Tupac, where... And they're both under MCA, which got taken down because of shootings and stuff. And like,
which is Mr. Columbine Airlines.
Are you Mr. Columbine?
Please.
Hey, Mr. Columbine.
Hey, Mr. Columbine.
Columbine banana. Hey, Mr. Columbine, Columbine
it's
banana.
It's really fucked up that those Columbine shooters were named Mr. Columbine.
Please, Mr. Columbine was my dad. Now put this gun in your mouth.
Call me Dylan and Scott.
That reminds me. I can enjoy bowling for soup, but bowling for Columbine? It's like... Have some respect.
Hello.
Hello. Are you tone deaf? hey, Mr. Columbine. That's a good time.
That's the
time. So they were both Tupac. What happened to Tupac?
Oh, Tupac went to jail for a couple of years. I was a huge Tupac fan. I don't remember exactly what he served for, but there was allegations of some sort of sexual misconduct, which also happened to Marilyn Manson. But his story is much sillier, even though it's still inappropriate, where he got arrested for... he got a charge of criminal sexual misconduct in Oakland County, Michigan.
Yeah.
Do you know this? Right.
That's what I grew up in Oakland County.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow.
County.
Okay. Yeah. So apparently he approached a 25-year-old security guard from behind while masturbating during a July 30th concert in Clarkston, a Detroit suburb. The rocker spit on the guard.
Probably at the palace.
Wrapped his it was a it says energy DTE energy.
Oh, DTE.
Theater.
Yeah.
Oof. he spit on the guy, then wrapped his legs around the man's head and neck and gyrated against him.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it's not good.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though.
I feel like it's not. Here's
like,
the thing.
When you say sexual misconduct, you don't think it's going to be something as silly as that. You know?
Like, there's something so it's silly
like,
to me.
You could play Yakety Sax behind that. I mean, that's
him jumping up. Because it says he was gyrating against his head and neck.
Yeah, so it's like he had him.
His
that's like,
legs were around his head. Like, that's so weird.
That's like
how do you even do that?
That's like how you subdue a security guard in a heist movie. You know, like the acrobat flips down and then their legs are around his head and then starts masturbating.
Oh boy.
And also, what was the guard wearing? Maybe
that's
they were asking
true.
For it.
That's a good question.
The back of his head was saying yes. You know?
The fourth degree criminal sexual conduct charge is a felony, carrying up to 2 years in prison. I feel like you got away with it though, right? Nothing seemed to have happened. He never went to jail, did he? Or
I don't
prison?
Think so.
I don't remember.
I'm sure it helped. I'm sure it helped album sales. You know,
yeah.
That was kind of those. That was kind of that time. You know, the more stuff with Marilyn Manson, the more stuff that's happening image wise, the better.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He would.
That seemed to be his whole.
He would thing. Tour. He would tour with like a lectern. He had like a podium that he would. Address people from behind. He would like come out in a suit and do like a whole like he was like a politician or a pastor.
Oh.
Think about it, man. Which one is
oh,
it?
Shit.
Some kind of
maybe they're the same.
And then he would like tear off his suit and have like Dr. Frankenfurter shit underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
That you saw him live, didn't
that
you?
Doesn't get it. What? No, I wish I would. Yeah. I the closest I got was I saw Rob Zombie and Korn co-headline.
Oh, wow.
That's
on
the same.
On the Rock and Roll is Dead tour.
Ah.
Is that true?
Yeah,
that's
what
I heard from the tour. They sold shirts.
Wow, must be true.
Interesting.
Sorry.
That
sorry
sucks,
to break the news
man.
To you, man. I liked it too, you know.
Damn.
I used to like that.
It had a good run.
Sorry, I was just reading a little more about this person who's been following him since he was 15.
He was married to Evan Rachel Wood, right?
Is that right?
He was a big star. He
I'm
had
gonna,
like
I think that's true.
He had he took down every pale actress in Hollywood in the late 90s. I mean,
Haley Joel Osment,
all of them.
Kirsten Dunst. Evan Rachel Wood.
Evan Rachel Wood. There is the woman from Jawbreaker. What's her name? And
I'm just gonna look
and,
it up.
And The Craft. Not
oh,
The Craft.
Man.
Not The Craft. Sorry. What was the witch's TV show?
Oh, Bewitched.
Evan, not Bewitched.
Evan Rachel Wood talks controversial romance with Marilyn Manson.
Who is
wow.
the other? Who's the?
I know who you're talking about. From Buffy. Wait, what did you say?
No, I'm thinking about
Sabrina.
Sabrina,
not Sabrina.
What the fuck?
Charmed?
Which show are you talking
are
about?
Talking about Charmed?
Charmed. What's her name? On Charmed. Man, we this is the podcast. No one, you guys should call this podcast Googling.
That's
just what we. You're, so we're gonna sit down and Google a bunch
we're
of shit.
We're Googling his girlfriends now.
Wait, so Evan
Rose
Rachel Wood
McGowan.
Was dating him.
Rose
one
McGowan.
Night.
That's
oh,
her name.
She's famous.
Yeah, and pale.
That was a long way to go.
Well, you know how she got her name from Rosie O'Donnell, a hot woman, and then
oh yeah,
old murdering McGowan.
We remember
old
him.
Man McGowan.
Yeah,
he killed all those. Third graders. I don't
so
know.
So Evan Rachel Wood was 18 when she dated Marilyn Manson.
Wow.
Who was 36 at the time.
Damn.
Double up.
I've heard of two You've dope
heard of
queens,
what?
But two dope teens.
Two people who were barely legal. Him because of his antics.
Right. She was a disposable teen. That's the kind of joke I wanted to make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
oh,
and
boy.
She was.
Yeah, so that's that was your introduction to Marilyn Manson.
That was my introduction to Marilyn Manson.
What when did you feel have you ever felt embarrassed about Marilyn Manson? Like, have you ever felt shamed about it, or like that people don't? You said your metal friends.
Yeah, the most shame I got was from metal friends. I had friends in high school who were like, who liked metal, and then also like, you know, they were into like hardcore punk, like,
yeah,
like, you know, like and like straight edge hardcore stuff like that, and and so they thought it was like really dumb and kind of gay. they mostly thought that.
I forgot to do our biggest bit of research, where I type in the band name and gay.
Did you do that for Incubus?
I did, but nobody seemed to care about that.
That was most of the criticism I heard, and then and then also like I was friends with people who liked, you know, every kind of music pretty much, and everyone else was just weirded out by it.
Yeah.
So I mostly felt alone. it was mostly a way in which I could be by myself.
Oh, Nate.
It was kind of nice in that way. It was kind of like my own thing. Yeah. I felt very much like I had this own private thing that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have a ton of friends that liked it.
You know what they say? You don't have to take out a rib to make yourself happy.
Right? You don't have to take out a rib to suck your own dick, which is what I just did right there.
See, I always think of you as a rap guy, so I was interested when you picked this.
Yeah. I like the rhythm and the low end of a lot of the songs on this album. I really love the drums on several tracks. I think you do a good job.
I mean, Beautiful People drums.
Beautiful
are awesome.
People drums are like, yeah, that's, I mean, you could play that at any sporting event and it still gets people crazy.
People,
you know,
going,
yeah, people start just get dead eyed and start standing up, and start jerking off on a security guard. You know? The music makes me do it. It moves me.
It's funny because now it's only hockey that will play music, like 90s rock music, but it's all they play.
Right.
It's just all Bush and fucking Pearl Jam.
You really
and, like,
see when
like
the when the fan base lost their jobs.
Yeah.
That's the one they want to. That's what they want to feel good about.
Yeah.
Play na 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 na. Play it. We need this. I gotta tell you, a lot of what I was reading about Marilyn, I feel like people either have completely forgotten about Marilyn Manson or they love him.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, nobody's like bitching about him, you know?
Right. I'm always,
I think it's not in your face anymore.
I guess so. And it's a weird thing to me, even as somebody who's who still listens to it, you know, I still listen to Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
You know, as not like all the time, but I get in the mood. I still get in the mood for it now.
Uh-huh.
And even as like somebody who does, it's a weird thing to have like kept from the past. You know, it's weird music. As you get older, there's only so much music you can bring with you. You know?
Yeah.
Semisonic. I'm sorry. You didn't make the cut. I know you love it.
What about FNT?
You know, all the FNT.
That's their second hit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what about LFO?
What about LFO? He's dead.
Summer
one
Girl.
Of them's dead.
Oh, that's true.
That dude.
Isn't one of the LFOs
Rich,
dead?
Yeah, the lead singer, Rich.
Wait,
Rich
really?
Nice.
How
yeah.
Did
he overdosed Summer Girls.
Yeah. I'm going to guess a lot of macaroni and cheese.
Was it the Chinese food? I know it made him sick.
I think that he had a bee in his cherry Coke or something like that. There's something in there.
He liked the color purple.
All Billy right. Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets.
He did. Man,
oh, shit,
you can't
that.
Deny that. That's the real. I mean, that's one of the realest lines ever right there.
For sure.
True. Maybe. I wasn't there.
When I met God, I said, my name is Rich. I hear you.
Like, I remember I remember one time I was at the back of a comedy show and I saw another dude with a Marilyn Manson pin on his jacket. And I like, I got so excited, but I didn't like bring it up to him when we were around the group. I didn't want to say it to him.
Who was it? Did you?
Oh, I don't want to drop any names here on your podcast. Do you have you would know the name. Yeah, I don't want to.
You could drop a name like the.
It wasn't Brad Austin. Brad Austin seems like the sort of guy who would have called me gay for liking Marilyn Manson. Even though he likes stuff that's worse than Marilyn
Manson.
We're
big Courtney Love fans, me and Brad. We talk
Are you
about
really?
A lot.
Ugh.
Just like the song Malibu by Hole.
Because Billy Corgan wrote it.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Although, Live Through This is a good album. Mm-hmm. I think Credit in the Straight World is a great song.
Yeah.
I think it's a great song, yeah.
I only know the hits from Hole. Hits from Hole.
Hits from Hole.
Hell
hits
yeah.
From the Hole.
Fuck, what was I going to say about name drop? Oh, yeah. Oh. You're welcome to name drop. No. This guy just told me, I like it when people say they're not going to name drop, yeah. but then they name drop worse than if they were going to just right. say the name. We had this fucking awful bartender on Maria's birthday at, I won't say where, but he was like doing that thing where he was claiming to be a comedian and he was acting like he was really successful.
But so successful that he's a bartender.
He's a bartender that no one else at the party knew.
Right.
And he was an asshole. I'm only telling the story because he was a huge asshole to right. everybody. Every person who was at that bar has a story about this bartender saying something fucked up. Like, he told me that he was going to be in Bridgetown, and you know how they put that put out the list of the people who are going to be.
Oh, really? What's your name?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not on that list. Right. And he also said something about going to Montreal and stuff.
And he takes in a lot of comedy festivals. You know, you want to go. Yeah. He buys the whole pass. He buys the whole weekend pass. Gets to do everything. Gets to have pizza with the comics. He does the whole. He gets the whole thing. He's a fan. He loves it.
Yeah. But then he told me, like, he was dropping all these names, and then he goes, yeah, my buddy, I don't like to drop names, so I'm not going to, but he started this show at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to drop names, but I was at the White House, and I'm not going to make a big deal about it, but who I was talking to, it doesn't matter. But
what was really funny is later on he fucked up and did say the name, and he said the wrong name.
He said the wrong name.
He said Kyle Kinane, and I was like, that ain't the guy you're trying to name drop.
Yeah.
It sucks that, because Kyle is such a sweetheart, everybody drops his name and thinks that they're best friends with him. It's so fucking annoying.
I've never met him, but I'm going to start dropping his name. So dropping that name right now.
Anyways. I will say, I think what you were saying about some bands not making the cut, I think that's a huge compliment to Marilyn Manson, because I think the people who were into him, he's so different and weird.
Yeah.
No, everything else can kind of fade away because it's replaced by something.
It's a hard thing to share with someone is what we're getting to. I don't know if this means that I am truly ashamed of it. But I mean, I'll have a couple of pops and start arguing with you about whether or not it's good. I'll do that. But as far as like bringing it up sober in the middle of a cut, like what kind of music do you like? Well, I love Antichrist Superstar by Marilyn Manson. I think it is. No. Where are you going? All right, let me talk. But it does. For me, it makes the cut, man.
Yeah. Tommy, do you still listen?
No.
Or you were into that one album? I had a question for you, because Nate was talking about the parental advisory. Did you have any kind of, like, were your parents ever weird about that? You having albums that, like, were explicit?
I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything music-wise like that now.
I just had the Eminem album that I had to throw away. Besides that, I guess I was into a little bit of rap, but there was nothing I wanted, I feel like, that had... I was such a... Like, and I feel like I only got music downloaded, so it was, harder for things to be explicit. I don't know. Mm. But it's weird to think of, like, I can't imagine bringing that album home and then seeing my mom, like, my mom looking at the cover and being like, can't fucking have this. So it's so funny to have your parents buy albums for you. Or like,
I had it, like, I had it with the, it had a, like, a cardboard cover, it had a slip cover over the plastic jewel case, and the cardboard cover had the sticker on it. So I would take off the cover and hide it.
That's
and
a good
then
move.
So that I could have the plastic out with no thing on it. They would just think it was this really weird looking CD that I owned.
And you'd write in Sharpie all ages.
Two X's.
Good for kids.
No, the best thing, the closest that ever really came to like a head was my dad didn't want me listening to Everclear because he believed that it was Scientology music. Because they're always talking about being clear, about getting clear.
Going clear.
Wait,
that's
crazy.
And so he's like, I think it's the alcohol, Dad. I think it's an alcohol reference. And they're like, I don't know. And then he would like read all the lyrics to make sure that nothing was about
he's
a
got
space
Dianetics
lord
in one hand.
And I don't want you listening to Blink 182. Is that like a proof or something?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, that is pretty. pretty wild. Yeah, I've got a bunch of emails here from people because I put out some feelers on Facebook asking people what they thought about.
Ooh, I like this.
But nobody shat. Oh, there was one criticism. Oh, no, that was Incubus. I don't think that anybody shat on Marilyn Manson.
Man.
People loved it. Yeah. So
really?
I feel like it's what I said and what you said, too, where it's like, It's something that stuck around for you, and I think that for these people, if they have an opinion, it's that it stuck around. I am still like, I don't know, I was always creeped out by that sort of vibe, so this was for me a little, like, tough to get into, but then once I gave it a chance, because I was like, oh yeah, there's more to this than just, yeah, this person just wanted to talk about Columbine, but that's it.
For me, Marilyn Manson came into my life right around the time when it was like, you know, I was starting to see the truth about the world,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
That there's a dark underbelly of this suburban life.
I mean, I was spending some time at Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See, I could go to Hot Topic, but I was in trouble so much as a teenager that I was not allowed to wear stuff like that. The rule in my house was that my parents said I could act like a punk or look like one.
Oh,
and so
what did you choose?
I was like constantly getting just like in trouble and like kicked out of classes for talking.
But you were wearing a 3-piece suit.
But I had to dress nice. I had a chain wallet that I hid from my parents. I would stuff it into my pants when I was around them, wallet. And then as soon as they were gone, cha-ching, it comes out, just like just to drop that out right there. The chain wallet. There it goes.
What did the chain wallet do for you?
Well, you know, I was on the hog all the time. I had that Harley that I rode to and from school. You don't want to lose your wallet.
Of course. You got
all that money when you're 14.
Oh, yeah. The statement, man.
It was.
Yeah, it was red and black. And
yeah.
Oh, man.
Did I already ask you memories associated with... I haven't done that. Yeah. What? Do you have any like memories that you associate with Marilyn Manson?
The biggest one is kind of connected to one of the songs on the list.
Mm-hmm.
When I
can give a little taste of that.
Should we do a little taste of that?
We can do a little taste of that. Yeah, we can jump into the playlist. We usually do the playlist like towards the end.
Wherever you guys want to do, you know.
Well, we can do the song that you're talking about though, just so that people have an idea.
So this song, this was not a hit song of Manson's. It's the first track on Antichrist Superstar. It's called Irresponsible Hate Anthem.
Okay.
I've heard of not an IPA, but an IHA.
Can we talk over this one?
Yeah.
So this is a supposed live track. And then in the liner notes of the album, it says it's recorded live a year after the album is released. So it says it's recorded on Valentine's Day, 1997, and this album came out in 1996. So
is that intentionally to fuck with people?
Yeah, they were like, "Hey, there was a story that the drummer had been a time traveler."
Oh wait, hold on.
Wait, was that true?
So he had a time machine, and instead of killing Hitler, he joined Marilyn Manson.
I saw that movie about his wife.
Yeah. She's just at home. He was on the road.
They cut out all the scenes where he's playing Marilyn Manson music.
But so this song has a bunch of choice lyrics to it that... Let's kill everyone and let your God soul come out. And there's also the N-word is in this song. It gets off to a rousing start. What I was inspired to do by this song was I took my friend Joanna Brutel's math notebook.
Sounds like a fake Manson band name.
she's a sex symbol, and we all remember the Brutel murders of
brutal.
Also. But no, I took her math textbook and wrote all the lyrics to the song in the front cover, and while she was not paying attention, and then months later, we had to turn our textbooks back in, and she handed hers back in, and it had this the first thing you open when you see is just the lyrics to Irresponsible Hate Anthem written out and then so she got in trouble and then immediately threw me under the bus because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I wrote the N-word in her math textbook and then
which is very irresponsible.
Which is kind of which is you know this is being irresponsible with my hate right there. Like, I don't
the answer to a geometry problem.
So interestingly enough, solve for NG, but but this was again, like, it's funny you bring up Columbine because this is pre-Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like, if you did this post-Columbine, I would probably have gone to military school, I would imagine. I don't know
what PC culture is, post-Columbine culture.
Post-Columbine culture. But it was like, it was before they were just like, oh, just have them put white out over it or something. So I just had to like sit and like erase and then put white out over it. And so that was my, I had to like stay after school and make sure that nobody could read the lyrics to Irresponsible Hate Anthem. But somewhere in Oakland County, Michigan, where Marilyn Manson jerked off on that security guard is, as my great friend Kyle Kinane has always said, that there is a woman reading out of, there's a young lady reading out of a textbook that had the N-word in the front.
You think they keep those books around?
I mean, how much has math changed?
That's a good question.
I mean,
I think a lot. I think a lot lately. That's Jordan.
I remember. Does Marilyn Jordan Manson, doesn't he quote Stalin in one of his songs or maybe at one of his concerts? Because I remember being like obsessed with that Stalin quote, but I somehow attributed it to Marilyn Manson.
Is the Stalin quote?
Yeah, it's the death of one is a tragedy. The death of a million is a statistic.
Mm.
And I remember Manson used that somehow, and I was like, that's so cool.
I don't know how that applies to, I mean, that's what a weird thing for him to, of all the things.
Yeah, I know.
Of all the quotes of all the dictators.
Tommy, put that gun away.
This is just my cup.
Quit jerking off on my head.
Security.
Tommy's getting fired up. Nice. yeah, that's what the fuck. Lost track of where we were there.
So yeah, but that's Irresponsible Hate Anthem. That's the memory I have. But like, that's like the time of my life that that I was really into it. You know, we're talking like 14 to 15. You know, angst ridden. You know, again, hiding my chain wallet from my parents.
Sure.
That sort of theme. I don't know.
This is so funny. I looked that up. I looked up that quote and then Marilyn Manson, and it directed me immediately to Pinterest. Which
great.
First of all is great.
Sewn lyrics into a pillow.
So in the classic Marilyn Manson quote section of Pinterest, they have that quote attributed to him, and then there's like a comment that says, "That's a Joseph Stalin quote."
So
someone thought that Marilyn Manson just said that apropos of nothing.
Hey, Marilyn, what do you think about your dead friend? Well, I'll tell you, you know, the death of one is a tragedy. Also, my drummer's a time traveler, and I'm clearly a crazy person. So I don't know why you asked me about my friend.
Meet my girlfriend. She's in Westworld. She's my drummer told me about it.
All right. Let's take a quick break real fast before we get into the playlist, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back on Stand By Your Band. We're talking Marilyn Manson here with Nate Fridson.
Yeah.
And we're going to start with this playlist that you sent us. Mm-hmm. As with every guest, we had you send us a playlist of some of your favorite Marilyn Manson songs that would show us the light on Marilyn Manson and teach us what Marilyn was all about.
We're about to, man. This is going to show you the light.
Or maybe the dark.
Oh, turn off the dark. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
All right. Here is a song called Tourniquet from an album called Lest We Forget.
Greatest hits.
We'll be right back.
this metal.
Right. Yeah.
You know? More like blues. She's made of hair and little teeth.
It's true.
She's true.
It's true.
It's true. She's made of hair and teeth. this song, I love the drums on this song. I was playing bass at this time. So, like, this song is a really strong bass line, which was, like, fun. This was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I would listen to this song every day before school. This was one of those. I would, like, pretend to play it. I would, like play it on the bass along with it.
Trenchcoat Mafia, baby.
Yeah, man. Exactly. I would listen to it, like, just get really deep and dark before school, you know?
When did they release you from... all right. So that was Tourniquet. Mm-hmm. I had never heard any of these songs before. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was right off the bat. I was like, okay, this is not what I thought it would be. And like you said, it's not metal right off the bat.
Right.
I'm not a big metal boy. I'm a man made of skin.
He's a man.
Not metal. But then Marilyn Manson's voice came in, and there's that, like, and I was like, oh, all right, this is still Manson.
Yeah.
Tommy, did you know this song already?
Yes.
You know that you had this album.
Yeah. Lest we forget, Tommy had the album.
Yeah.
All right, so this next song is 1996.
Great year. I was bar mitzvahed that year in 96.
What's that?
Ooh.
I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit. That was 1996.
Man.
And didn't that wrap it up for all of us, 1996?
When I think, when you think of 1996, you think of that song. It was everywhere. Bumping on every car. Ubiquitous.
I remember I was 9 years old.
Was that the year of Clinton Lewinsky? Was that the same year?
I think that was 98, right?
Well, 98 would be...
Because 2000 was the end of his term.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like
90? Yeah,
there's no way he would have gotten reelected.
At this point, he was. At this point, who knows who he was coming on? What kind of dresses? Is the dress blue and gold or?
Anyway, song sucks.
I love that song. That's that song is all things he's against. He's saying he's against things. He's anti-white and anti-man.
I love the
he also anti-gay or something.
He said, well, at one point he calls himself. I'm gonna say a bad word here. Can I say a bad word?
It's
a bad F word.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say it. But
we all know.
You all know what it is.
You can say fun on this show.
You can say. But at one point he declares that he's the faggot anti-pope. And who knows what that means, but...
I've heard
he
of
just
young
like,
Pope.
But this is like... anti-Pope. But that's like the sort of... That's like what he was about then. Like, that song is just a list of things that are meant to go, ooh!
Yeah.
Meant to shock you, you know?
Yeah.
Everything. It's like... It's almost. It's like,
weird that him and John Rocker put out the same song.
It's like... It's almost like shock jazz or like shock scat, you know? Just like, look at all the stuff I can say. Pope, president, pastor, your dad, your mom's dad.
Shock jazz. Coltrane is just in the middle of playing, and then every once in a while he just says, like, yeah, that F word.
You know. You know. We're not going to say it. We're not the man.
All right. So that was 96. Tommy said, song sucked.
Tommy likes the groovier Manson songs.
Well, the pathetic thing we're going to find out is that I like the singles, which is like the most corporate way to like the least.
But yeah, but that's
what
that's what he was going for. You know? Yeah, so he was about he wasn't about not selling out.
Yeah. Somebody said this earlier where it's like he kind of he's not an idiot. And he's also, he's like a psycho or whatever.
No.
Somebody was talking about when he was interviewed after Columbine, he sounds like a very like smart guy who's dealing with some like the aftermath.
He's not a business Manson. He's a business
Manson. He's a business man, son. All right.
Well, you know the famous quote that he said when they said, what would you have told those kids from Columbine? He said, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have listened, which is what no one else did.
God damn.
Ooh.
And then he dropped the mic. And then he jerked off in the interviewer's head. Oh, man. He just immediately bends over and starts sucking his dick. If you'd listen to me, you'd know how to do this. No, partner.
Michael Moore's like fascinating.
We can learn so much.
All right. This next song, many of you have seen the hit film Obvious Child, but this is called Crypto Child.
This song, I really love the beginning.
Oh, I'll go back to
the beginning. The beginning is great. This song is stuck in my head all the time. That rhythm at the beginning gets stuck. I'm like constantly doing that, like with my thumb on things. I'm drumming on things. And then this song also has a theme that is throughout the album. That prick your finger, it is done. The moon has now eclipsed the sun. There's this part of it later that comes out in later songs.
So this is making me wish that I had you explain things before I listened to the. Maybe from now on we could have people like give a little explanation because. This one scared me a lot.
That one scared you?
Hearing it was haunting, and especially when I just skipped forward. Because when I listened to it earlier, I gave this two of the four ways of listening to music, which is that I listened to it while I was playing video games, and then while I was on the elliptical.
Okay.
And that's two out of four. You know? That's not bad, but it's... It's not all. There are four ways to listen to music, of course.
Okay. And what are the others?
The others are in the car, which Maria wouldn't let me listen to this in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's a Christian.
Yeah, yeah. and then what's the other? Communally, I think, is the other one we decided on. Tommy's part of this. This is Tommy's list. I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
But I gave it while I was playing video games, and then we put it on while we were playing 2K. So I guess we did do three.
That's man, you were probably the only people in America with mix. I think 2K and Crypto Kid or whatever.
Crypto Child
is that what?
Yep.
Crypto. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, it's Crypto Chid. You were right. I don't know where I got Crypto Child from. I'm so sorry. Unprofesh.
It's totes.
So so that one's stuck in your head all the
time. Yeah, that one stuck in my head. I like the theme of it. It's kind of like it doesn't sound like a lot of other songs on the album, which I like about it. It's just a weird kind of rhythmic, like industrial thing.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's falling apart. You know, it's like all like fuzzy and weird. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scary.
Scary.
All right. So this next song is Great Big White World.
One day, guys. In space, the stars are none nearer, just glitters like a mug. And I dreamed I was faceless. Like his glam album. Yeah. This song, they're just like built. It's just like the layers get
cut. Yeah. Oh.
From here, it's coming up. Picture like a really sad flower blooming.
Mm-hmm. I'm not attached to your world. This was my favorite song on the playlist. I really liked this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, I like the build, and I like how it changes. That the little noise right there that happens right before he starts singing again is really cool, and less scary.
It reminds me a lot of like Ava Adore era of Smashing Pumpkins.
It's
like
got that kind of bow, bow, that little sound. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know who was biting who on that, but
I would imagine those guys were just, you know, tearing through Los Angeles at the time.
Yeah.
Just being just disgusting, tall, pale, just Tim Burton creations.
Yeah, them together.
Just kind of skulking amongst the...
That's why
I bet that era of his life is why Billy Corgan became so Christian.
I bet
probably.
You're right. No, if Billy Corgan and him are in the same room, it like changes the tides and stuff.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it just feels sad in here. A little... I feel like I have a weird relationship with God now.
All right, so that was Great Big White World. we got to fly through these a little bit because it is 5:17 at the moment.
For everyone listening at home.
Hey, if you want to know what time it is, old Tommy Tack will tell you the time. All right, so this song is called Little Horn, and it is also off of Antichrist Superstar.
There's an apple in the pussy now, guys. There's a lot on this album that you don't know. What is a little horn? The world spread.
I'm guessing the little horn is supposed to be like the devil's, like a baby having a...
Could be a little bitty penis.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Like a micro penis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Could be.
Could be.
Little horn.
Little horn.
You gotta take out three ribs to get that.
Yeah, hit it.
Yeah, that's it. It's a high five. There you go.
So why that song, Nate?
I wanted to give all the just all the sounds on the album, I guess. I wanted to do the some fast ones, some of the more like groovy ones, the bass heavy ones. That one's just kind of like a lot of just like chaos and and it like I don't know, it sounds, you know, super upbeat. I don't know. I just really dug that one.
That's the end of the playlist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Flew by.
Flew by. Well, we listened to Irresponsible Hate Anthem earlier.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Tommy, what do you think?
I'm going to go with a 2 out of 6, and I'm sorry to say
Two out of six?
Yeah.
We are brothers in arms today.
I'm not saying, I think I'm just showing how much of a poser I am, because I did, you know, I had the album, I thought he was cool, I thought all the names were cool, I thought the looks were cool, like all the art and everything, but when it gets right down to it, when I hear the songs, they're just not sticking with me.
Wow.
Except for Great Big White World, which I thought
was
great.
That's one, and then for me, Tourniquet was the other.
And yeah, Tourniquet is my other also, and I like I love Beautiful People.
Right.
And I love Disposable Teens, and I love Sweet Dreams and Personal Jesus. Like, I like all the...
Do you like I Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me?
Is I don't
that
know
one?
That one.
You know that one?
That's, but if
that's I like it.
Lest we forget, that's on it.
I'm sure I've heard it, though.
Has to be.
I'm sure if he put out like a Marilyn Manson one, you know, like the Beatles one, I'd love that. So I'm a coward, and I'm going to shoot up a school.
All right.
Here's the thing. You call yourself a coward. I'm going to say I'm a bigger coward. I was also going to go 2 for 6.
Welcome to the coward, boy.
Hey. Well, because... I liked Tourniquet and I liked Great Big White World. Irresponsible Hate, I'm going to say 2.2 because I didn't totally hate that. And then you reminded me that the N-word was in it. I was like, I don't need that in there. Get that out of here. So then back down to 2. mostly it's because I'm scared of it. It creeps me out. I can't handle the way he sings, makes me very uncomfortable and scared.
He can hit some of the notes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But when he's, I think all we're gonna have an issue on this podcast whenever scream music comes on because it creeps me out.
All scream music?
A lot of scream music.
Okay,
especially when it's like demonic like that, and there's a lot of imagery. Because there's a part of me
the imagery. My children can't see the imagery.
There's a part of me because I'm not a very religious man necessarily, but
yeah.
I think deep down, part of us all still thinks the devil could get us. And Marilyn reminds me of that.
Can I do a quick quote I found about the devil from Marilyn Manson?
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm tired of people calling me a devil worshiper. It's kind of pointless, you know? Because if the devil did exist, he'd be worshiping me.
Whoa.
Because I'm more successful than he is.
Now, here's the thing. That is really funny. He did get demons to watch.
I would love it if the Satanist community turned on him, like when the Beatles said they were bigger than Jesus, if they just all started burning Marilyn Manson albums. You're not bigger than the devil.
Yeah.
You haven't done more than the devil. The devil did the Spanish Inquisition, the Great Plague.
Yeah, the devil has done so much.
Come on, shout out the devil.
That's a lesson to take away from this podcast is, hey, the devil's done quite a bit.
Right.
Listen. He made the number 6 kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's hard to do. That's it, right in the middle of 1 through 10. It's right there. It's right in the middle.
It's a pretty innocuous number. It's a big one. Nate, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave.
And thanks for not freaking out about us when we gave your playlist a 2 out of 6. Everybody else who didn't like it, they get upset.
Well, as we established, I'm used to people not liking Marilyn Manson.
That's true.
So.
Thank you. Yeah. Racine
is still mad at me because I didn't like Limp Bizkit.
Some guests lash out and call Tommy a bitch piglet, which you're still allowed to do.
Wow. It stuck, though. It really did. I didn't know what came out of. I didn't know it came out of people like flipping out.
At what
out.
Point is ironic bullying bullying? That's a question I have.
Isn't it ironic? I'm a bitch piglet. Nate, where can people find you?
Oh gosh, you can find me at Nate Fridson on all platforms except Instagram, where I'm Frid Skins, which is my Wu-Tang name. You can find me. NateFritzen.com. Follow me and all the stuff. And at Microwave Johnson, follow that. And if you're going to be in Ann Arbor April 27th through April 29th, I will be there.
Hell yeah.
You should be there, too. You can see me there.
Check out one of the best
clubs in the country.
Is that Norfolk County?
That's in Washtenaw County.
Damn it.
And he's definitely going to jerk off on your head. If you
security guards better watch out. You better watch out.
You better watch out. Nate is one of my favorite comics in the city. Super fucking funny. Makes me laugh forever. Oh, so check him out.
Check out his album, too. It's a great album.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Check that album out. It's on Spotify, right?
Yeah, okay. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff.
Spotify. Just the one where he doesn't make money.
Just Spotify. It's on this site called Bandcamp. You might have heard of it.
Get that out of here.
Get your LimeWire out. Rip that Fritzen.
Check out my boy Tommy McNamara and Tommy McNam on all platforms. Tommy, did you want anything else plugged? You're good? All right. And if this hasn't come out at the point, I will be headlining Caroline's April 30th. Come to that. Promo code Aaron Carter, capital A, capital C, no space for half price tickets. Bridgetown, May 4th through the 7th. And Limestone Comedy Festival later in... I think in June, it's the first week of June. See Tommy Mac and I there. Plenty of stuff coming up. My Twitter's Tom A. Takar. Thank you to Mike Carrazza and Bob Nugent for album art and theme song. And rate and review us on iTunes if you're enjoying the podcast. That helps us out big time. Thank you guys for listening. Stand by your band. Bye.
I'm not your man.